With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Rescue workers continue the search for flood victims in Texas. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Texas Congressman Chip Roy said people in his state are holding up with strength and prayer.
We accept and we grieve, but we move on. And, you know, there was that image that was obviously created that someone circulated of those little girls wearing Camp Mystic T-shirts racing to be embraced with Jesus. And, you know, I think that tells you the perspective of people here. And it runs deep in Texas, as it does in so many places in the country, but particularly in Texas, particularly in the South. People have perspective.
Salem Media, parent company of SRN News, is rushing emergency relief supplies to Texas through the Christian nonprofit organization Food for the Poor. More information on donating is available on the talk show website, HughHewitt.com. President Trump, along with First Lady Melania Trump, visited the disaster area Friday. The United States is sending weapons to Ukraine by way of NATO.
The president said the U.S. is selling weapons to its NATO allies in Europe so they can provide them to Ukraine. He told NBC that NATO is paying for those weapons 100%. Ukraine badly needs more U.S.-made Patriot air defense systems to stop Russia's ballistic and cruise missiles. The president has repeatedly expressed displeasure with Russia's Vladimir Putin and recently held constructive talks with Ukraine's president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
ICE opens a child labor trafficking investigation into two California marijuana farms after agents found 10 teenagers during a raid that saw almost 200 illegal immigrants arrested. During the raid, ICE agents faced more than 500 rioters trying to disrupt the operation. One was caught on camera firing a gun at agents. This is SRN News. New statistics on pornography. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The numbers come from the research group Wi-Fi Talents, and they reveal that 35% of all web data on Earth is porn. The global pornography industry generates about $100 billion every year. Here in the U.S., the average age that a child is first exposed to porn is 11 years old. Wi-Fi Talents also reveals the astounding fact that approximately 28,000 Americans visit pornography websites every second. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats' unpopular support for transgenderism becoming an issue in various state campaigns. Bill Barron, a Milwaukee businessman who's just entered Wisconsin's race for governor as a Republican, is highlighting that issue. He faults Democrat Governor Tony Evers for vetoing a bill that would have barred males from playing on girls and women's sports teams in Wisconsin. This is SRN News. Wyoming is welcoming its first new coal mine in 50 years.
But the Brook Mine in northern Wyoming won't rely on coal to make money. Ramaco Resources plans to process the coal to extract rare earth elements, it says, are present in profitable quantities. Rare earths are a family of 17 metallic elements used in technologies like wind turbines, electric car batteries, and military targeting hardware. China supplies almost 90% of the world's rare earth elements, and the Trump administration is seeking to encourage more U.S. production. John Scott reporting.
A federal appeals court panel is tossing out a plea agreement that would have allowed the mastermind behind the 9/11 terror attacks to escape the death penalty. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is accused of spearheading those attacks, and under the plea agreement, he would have been allowed to plead guilty in exchange for escaping the federal death penalty. More details at SRNnews.com.